Progress.
Hello, it's Wednesday, the 24th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. I've got another artist joining me today who's going to be performing at the Sounds Beautiful Festival in June over my birthday weekend. And I am delighted to introduce everybody to Ramis. Hello, Ramis.
Hi Lou, how you doing? How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well. Now, I've been listening to some of your music this morning and I'm blown away. I am so impressed. And there's one in particular, a bunch of pedos. I mean that's my saying. That's what I say. You're just nothing but a bunch of pedos. And I'm blown away with what you're doing. So tell us and tell Liberty Tactics listeners all about Ramis, how you got started as a musician, what woke you up. Tell us your story.
Well, I've been doing music for years before lockdown and all of that kind of stuff. I'm more sing, to be honest with you. I only just start doing more of the dancehall, because people call it rap, but it's not really rap. It's dancehall reggae type of music, because it brings out more of that energy to get the people to stand up against the lockdown
Yeah.
and the vaccine stuff that was going on, you know. And but the thing is, a lot of people only know me about the music. But you know, if people dig deep, if people dig deep, they'll realize that I'm one of the people who actually started all of this marching in the UK. You know, it was only a few of us that start marching on the street when everybody was locked down. So this
Wow,
is
okay.
the thing. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. People need to read, because I keep explaining that. But people, oh, the music is the guy that sing "Don't Take the Vaccine," and it's the guy that go to the schools and stop the children from taking a vaccine. But back in early 2020, it was a few of us that went on the street and start marching, and then thousands of people start coming from all over the UK to come and join us, because nobody wanted to
I
go
came
out
up from
on the
Devon.
street.
I came up from Devon in
When was
August of
that?
2020.
Yeah,
August of
but you see,
2020.
all right, you see, before August, we was trending. We
Right.
used to be called Stand Up X. So we're the
Okay.
ones who start. So it's me, Piers Corbin, Nacho, Kelly,
Yeah.
Jimmy, AJ, a good few more people. I can't name everyone, but like, you know, we're the main ones. So it started with like seven of us, and then like 10, then 20, then few hundred and few thousands. So August the 1st was the first big one where
Yeah.
David Icke and them lot joined us. The thing is, why a lot of people never see me at that time is because July 31st, I had to go to Jamaica back in 2020. So Piers Corbin spoke, and Nacho didn't get to speak, and you know, we kind of felt like it was going corporate. That's a
Yeah.
whole different story, the story for another day,
I
but
know. I
yeah.
know exactly where you're coming from. We went on to we did the trucker convoy,
Yeah, I know that
when
one.
we all joined in, and you know what? It all fell apart when we got into London.
Oh,
The camaraderie around doing the convoy on the motorways, meeting up and everything else, you know, the second we got into London, it got corrupted. Do you know what I mean? And I've been doing this a long time now, and you can see, you can look around, and you know, if you do take a step back, you can look around and you can see exactly what's at play. And
True.
it's just a shame that it all went to crap
But you know
in
the fun, I don't mean to cut you, but you know the funniest thing is like the mainstream media knew who we was before the people in the movement knew who was. This is why they've been paying attention, because there's a documentary that came out, because back in 2020, there was a good few mainstream media that was reaching out to me, like CNN, Channel 4 and all that.
Yeah.
And I refused, because I told them they had to sign my terms. Yeah,
Yeah.
because they saw from earlier on the people that was, you know, who was resisting all of the lockdown and chasing us down. Because I've been arrested seven times and got de-arrested six times back then. You know what I'm saying to you? And they made a documentary. I don't remember what the documentary called. It's on Channel 4, by the way. And they put Piers Corbin on it, and they used this man. I don't remember the name of this man to try and discredit the whole thing. And none of us even know who that guy was. Like we wasn't protesting against the lockdown because of that guy. And then, you know, they put me in it, saying, "Oh, that's Remy, that's the leader of the Foot Soldier." I don't, have you heard about the Foot Soldiers? Foot Soldiers of Freedom.
I've heard of the Foot Soldiers of Freedom. Yeah, I have
So
heard of
we're.
them. I don't know much about them because I'm now down here in Devon with my nightly news shows exposing the dirty pedos. So tell us about the Foot Soldiers.
So the foot soldiers are just like a branch off, like me and Sandra and Mike and a few more of us.
Oh,
So
okay.
we was going, we was doing just focus more on outreach, like going in the trains, going in the shops, and all that stuff. When they used to have the barriers outside,
Yeah.
and talk about your two, social distance and two people in a. And all of that kind of, you remember back then. So we
Do you
was.
know what? I never wore, I never put a mask on my face once. I never
Yes.
stuck a stick up my nose.
Yeah.
On the day of the 2020 election, I darted down to Sainsbury's, no mask, no sticks
Yeah.
up my nose, walked the wrong way round on the stickers, and then I blew their mind by paying cash. I tell you, I was everybody's worst nightmare, but not once, neither did my kids. No sticks up their nose, no masks.
Yeah,
But
and that's in
yeah.
Devon. That's in Devon.
Oh, it's shocking. I'm from
Yeah.
Hertfordshire originally, but I live down here now because I don't know I don't know the place. I don't know it anymore. It's
I
a
agree with
mess.
you. I agree
It's a
with
mess,
you.
mate.
I agree with you because that's one of the things, like why, because I moved, me and my wife, she's my wife now. My daughter was born in a caravan, right, in Cornwall. And the reason for that is Yeah, the reason for that in the woods. The reason for that was because back in 2020, like I said before, the mainstream media was trying to interview me and get me on the documentaries, but I keep refusing. And so it becomes frustrated for them because they was making all these trying to write bad things about me in the newspaper and saying avoid Remis if he comes to your school. But the
Wow.
opposite keep happening because when I go to the children's school, you got hundreds of children start following me and singing "Don't Take the Vaccine," so they don't know what are we gonna do with this guy. So, this I got
Yeah.
journalists start coming at my yard now. Journalists start knocking on my door now.
Hey, you've got to protect your family. You've got to,
Exactly. So that's
do
why
you
I
know what
took
I'm saying?
my, yeah. So my wife back then she was pregnant, and I took her to Cornwall in the woods, and that's where we have our daughter.
Oh,
And
how beautiful.
yeah.
How beautiful, though. Just like you two in the woods with no nonsense going on around you. No one trying to. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So
Amazing.
yeah, man. So that's some of my, that's some of the main story anyway about me. Yeah, any other questions or
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like to bring you back
yeah.
and have a proper chat with you, like over one of our hour shows.
Oh man.
To real like deep dive if you're up for that, because I could go on talk about this with you for ages.
For
But let's
sure.
talk, and I do talk, believe it or not. I know that I'm conscious that this is for the Sounds Beautiful Festival. So what are you expecting? What night are you playing down there? What kind of vibe are you going to be bringing, and what you're looking forward to?
I think I'm playing down there on a Saturday because I'm one of the headline acts, so I'm playing on a Saturday, and I just tell everybody, just bring your children and bring your family. And I did a live the other day, and a lot of people were saying they're single because of this, because of that. I'm like, yo, if you're single, just come to the festival and just ground. You know what I mean? Come meet people. It doesn't mean you're going there to look for a partner, but you
I
never
tell
know
you
what.
what, there ain't nothing wrong
Yeah.
with being single. Embrace it. Embrace it. I've now been
That's what I'm
single a couple of
saying.
years and you get to know who you are. It's like,
Yeah.
and if it's meant to be, they're going to come to you. God's got all this planned out for you anyway. Do you know what I mean? Just let it happen.
I agree, and that's why I'm telling people, come to the festival because
Yeah.
somebody said something to me the other day. Said, "Remy, so I'm gonna see this like Usher," and I'm like, I wouldn't have, I can't. Even though I
Whoa.
listen to a lot of these music, I can't see myself going to listen to some of these big artists and in the crowd shouting and
Knowing what
people
they've
like that.
done, knowing what they've done now.
Exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
I
So
started a P. Diddy series. I sorry to interrupt. I started a P. Diddy
sorry.
series back in November. going into the dark side of hip hop, because I'm sort of like, I was in the young ravings, do you know what I mean? 92s. I'm 50 now. But we all grew up with Puff Daddy and all the rest. We grew up, we know there's been dark and nasty stuff now for 10, 15 years. We know that with the Epstein files, etc. But I went deep into the dark world of Diddy. And that was back in November. And look where we are now. And the fact of the matter is, he is the modern day, one of the modern day Epstein.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Because his crimes were going on still back in November of last year.
Yeah.
And we have been doing, this is the end of hip hop as we know it. We are watching the destruction of the deep state right now.
Yeah.
And all of those young artists and what they did, as well as the rape, the child trafficking, the pedo shit, all that as well. There were young artists going to them. They were bending. They were doing all sorts just to get where they were, to get their music played. And they couldn't even get into the studios. In the meantime, they were being pimped out. It was absolutely disgusting what that man and the other people and the billionaires behind him. Sorry, I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, no. We're definitely in agreement with that, my sister. You know, it's a topic that is so sensitive, and it's just. Like for me, when I think about that, I kind of put my mind in those people's mind that is going through that. And the thing is, a lot of this thing as well, it's not just from one side. You know what I'm saying? It's three sides of the story, because there's their sides, the ones who is the pedo, and then the truth. Because the thing is, a lot of these people are allowing their children out of greed to go and hang around with these people, knowing who these people are as well. And I'm going to say this, and a lot of people are going to, you know, probably just, you know, be upset about it. But some of these women, I don't feel sorry for them, my sister. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of these women, yeah, that like, all right, so for example, Cassie, yeah? Cassie was at a certain age, right, when she went with Diddy, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? Now, for me, women in Jamaica, right, you're not going to find women in Jamaica getting no man doing that kind of stuff to them at a certain age. You know why? Because they've grown up a certain way.
And they've had two parents in the family. They've been taught right from wrong. Right. So the whole point, we are living, Satan's making his move. Okay. The destruction of the family. Men with beards and six packs walking down the road saying that they're women. And if you dare to challenge them, you go to prison. We are living in the darkest, darkest of times. And we should, Usher, who sends a 13-year-old boy to live at P. Diddy's for 1 year?
That's what I'm saying. So this is a thing, and these people need to be called out for their greed and the greed for earthly wealth.
Some are just stupid.
Yeah,
my
daughter, first of all, my daughter won't go to no schools. Yeah. My daughter will be grounded. Like I already take her to Jamaica this year already. She'll be going to Jamaica all the time to be grounded. You understand what I'm saying to you? She will learn not to be possessed by earthly images and earthly wealth. She's already going to church. Not church, we don't call it church, but we call it Kingdom Hall.
Yeah.
And she will learn about God, whether people think God is just God is not real and whatever. I love the message, and it keep me grounded, and it make me who I am. So I'm going to make sure my dad is the way we raise our children. Anytime things like this happen to the children, we need to start blaming the children. We need to start finding out what was the parents' role first, exposing them. And then, so when we start exposing these greedy parents, then a lot of them is going to start taking more notes, because the money is the root of all evil, man.
It is. Unfortunately, though, we also have a care system where social services are out of control yet again. They were, you know, they were back around 2010, 20. Well, they always have been. But I'm just noticing the cases re-emerging at the rate that they were back around the 2012 era. And social services are out of control. We have the secret court system, which is, I mean, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. You can't have representation in there. You don't have a voice in there. You have, you know, it's disgusting. Something has to change there as well, because there are innocent families over there that have done absolutely sod all wrong. And they've got social service in because of the money that brings in to each local authority. Child stealing by the state is huge.
But my sister, even talking about, we have this system and we have this system. I'll tell you something, my sister, Once we need to start educate the people on removing the children from the system mentally, and the
Absolutely.
older folks as well. People keep saying, oh, our government and our education system. No. There's not our. These people are who they are. We need to stop trying to change them. They are
Well,
who they
we're
are.
trying
The
to
system is
encourage
the
people.
system. Hold on, my
Yeah.
sister. The system is the system. Therefore, guess what? It starts from the home. It starts from the
Exactly.
home. We need to start unlearning everything that we learn and live it. Me, I'm living this stuff. I'm living
Yeah.
this. That's what I tell you. That's what I tell you from the beginning to the end. I live in a caravan with my daughter. That's a next story for another day to explain every single
Yeah, yeah,
thing.
yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is this, yeah. The system is broken. We need to stop trying to fix it. All we fix the system is don't be part. Yeah, we live in it, but
You
we're not
don't be
part
part
of
of
it.
that system. Exactly. Well,
Yeah.
we've been trying to encourage people, like, if you're going to put your child into school, because we've worked very closely with Public Child Protection Wales, we've raised like 30 odd thousand pounds for the parents of mums who wanted to remove their children from the lessons, have that right to remove themselves from the RSE. Unfortunately, the case was lost. We had a woke judge.
Yeah.
But people don't understand. You are handing, so there's nothing more to anybody in the world, I don't think, than their
Yeah.
own baby, their own pure baby that's theirs. You are handing your child over to somebody
Yeah.
who has blue hair, has been in the education, has been in the university system, who believes that men can just go in and use toilets in front of little girls. They're trying to
Yeah.
make paedophilia normal. If you put your child into school, you are allowing your child to be groomed. That's the end of it. If
That's
you
the
loved
end
your
of it.
child, and people hate me for this, I get so much shit for this, but
Yeah.
if my kids were at school age, I would pull them out. It doesn't, my job don't matter. I will go out doing anything. I'll go out litter picking to put
Yeah.
food on the table just so I can be at home so my kids aren't going to be influenced and groomed, because we are going to have the biggest messed up generation going.
Of course.
Little girls are getting told they're going to bleed when they get to 13. Little
Absolutely.
girls, what little girl, that petrifies little girls. Those little girls don't want to be little girls anymore, do they? You know,
Yeah,
my
but
two granddads, this is disgusting. It's grooming. It is
yeah.
satanic. It is evil. 3-year-olds being discussing masturbation in the classroom. Hello?
But you know what, my sister, yeah, in that song, the one that you say, like, stop sexualizing our
Yeah.
kids. If people go and listen to the, it's a long song, but if people listen to the words, like when I
It's
start to
spot on.
literally preaching, I'm saying, stop.
If it's all right with you, I'll play this song. I'll play this to close the show, Ramis. I'll play the song, if
Yeah.
that's okay with you, if you
No,
give
that's
us a
fine.
bit of permission to do that. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you very much. So, Ramis, you're going to be playing. You want the families to come. Have you got any other gigs going
No,
this summer? What else?
I'm just focusing on this one. I've
Fantastic.
got a lot of people hitting me up to do gigs, but I'm focused on the, I want to focus on this one and just like, because I got other things. I got other things
Yeah.
doing. I got another child coming,
Oh,
and
congratulations.
yeah, thank you. I got another child coming. Hopefully it's a boy, because we don't do the testing to see if it's a boy or a girl. We never do that. We kind of just
Leave it
leave
in God's
everything natural.
hands.
Yeah, we leave
Exactly.
everything natural, but we think it's a boy and we want it to be a boy. So
God
it's going
bless
to be
you.
home birth
Fantastic.
again. Yeah, it's going to be a
That's
home birth again.
amazing.
And the crazy
So,
thing is that,
Ramit,
yeah, go
go
on.
on. No, go on, come finish, please.
Now, I was going to say it's going to be that my son is going to come closer to the time when I'm going to be performing as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my wife, she's going to come as well. So you never know, I might have a child at the festival.
Hey. Amazing.
About that, we laugh about it. I said that would be really nice.
Wow. So, Ramit, how can people have a look at your work? Do you have a website? You've obviously got the YouTube under Ramis, REMEECE on YouTube. And do you have a website?
Yeah, my website is www.remise.com. But people, I think most people know who I am anyway. And my Instagram been banned.
Yeah.
And
Well, it's just for our listeners, because we like 50% of our listeners are over in the States. So, you know, if people over there want to kind of listen to that, to look you up.
Yeah, my name Remy's REMEECE. I'm the guy who sang the Don't Take the Vaccine song. I'm the guy that went to the schools and stopped
Amazing, yes.
ban a lot of schools from the vaccination. Like seven schools got banned when we went to the schools, you know, from vaccinate the children. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's just mean it.
Fantastic. Well, Rami, thank you so much for coming on today. I can't wait to meet you. Sounds beautiful. And if people go to ramis.com. And
Sorry, Lou, one more thing. So there's a 10% discount when people use the code when they go and buy a ticket to go to the festival. 10% discount when they just use my name, Remy's. I think it's in capital letter, REM.
REMEECE for
Yeah.
10% discount using that discount code. Ramis, thank you so much for coming on, and I look forward to speaking to you at the festival and meeting you. And absolutely, come on, I'd love to spend a longer time and go really deep diving with you, if that's okay, if you'd come back on.
I got you, sister. Don't worry about that.
Fabulous. God bless. Thanks so much.
God bless you, sis. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was bloody brilliant.